essentially, on one side, you have a cycling lobby, if you like, who say that cycling should be normal. It should be an everyday thing. You shouldn't have to wear high-vis and helmets. You shouldn't need them in a safe urban environment, in cities like Copenhagen, for example, or some of the European cities. There are huge numbers of cyclists, and they don't wear helmets, and they're very safe. To my mind, the real problem with cycling helmets is not that they're not effective. They are, and it's very good practice to wear them. The difficulty, Claire, is that when you make them compulsory, no matter what you intend the outcome of that law to be, what actually happens is that the number of people cycling goes down. So it's an unintended consequence. And to my mind, I would not agree with making cycling helmets compulsory.
Because you think it'll put people off cycling.
It will. Yeah, it will. I mean, consider the Dublin bikes, for example. I use them myself very regularly, and they're very convenient. You can hop on them, hop off them. But if you had to wear a helmet, effectively, you'd cut potential users by 90%.
Okay.
Do you carry your own helmet around with you? It puts people off. And just as much so using their own bikes. As I say, helmet use is growing. It's becoming more commonplace. People are listening to the advice. Safety in that sense is probably improving.
Mm-hmm.
But the act of making it compulsory, unfortunately, does more harm than good, no matter how good your intention.
Tim, what do you say to that?
So as a neurologist, I suppose I'm interested in the mind and brain, which is a pretty special organ. So your 100 billion neurons are up there and nicely bathed in all these glial cells and CSF that bathes around it. And it's a delicate organ. It sloshes around inside your skull. So when you get a head injury, unfortunately, coming off a bike, you have what we call a coup-contre-coup injury. Your head hits the ground, the skull stops, the brain still keeps moving inside the skull and gets smacked off the front and smacked off the back as it ricochets back and forth, injuring the brain, which can be, of course, mild, like a concussion, and you recover over a period of time. But you get moderate to severe, and severe means either death or disability, and that means cognitive impairment requiring care for the rest of your life, which is a problem. So then you look at the data. So the data is the key thing here. And as Connor says, helmets are helpful. I mean, there's hard data for that. There's a group called the Cochrane Systematic Review in the UK. It's a very jaundiced group of people who assess data very carefully and issue reports on a regular basis. And they've done three of those on helmets. In one of them, they've shown, or in the review, a 63 to about an 80% drop in significant head injury if you wear a bicycle helmet. So helmets are good.
And they work.
Yes.